When you consider the idea of energy in relation to your biology, you probably think of it as the fuel you use to complete physical tasks. Your legs use energy to run, and your arms use energy to lift weights. But you might be surprised to know that your brain actually uses more energy per pound than almost any other part of your body. Your brain requires a lot of energy to think, focus, make decisions, and generally kick ass at whatever you set your mind to doing. As I learned from researching my last book, Headstrong, there are lots of ways to increase your brain's energy supply. But by far the easiest way is to simply stop wasting the brain energy you already have so you can reserve more of it for the things that matter most to you. This boils down to prioritization, focusing your brain energy on highly impactful things you love and getting rid of the things that drain you, no matter what they are. In other words, removing the things that are making you weak and adding more of the things that will make you strong. Some of these things are biological, but many are based on your choices or beliefs, both conscious and unconscious. It may seem obvious, but there is a reason that more than 100 high performers mentioned prioritizing their actions and focusing on their strengths as two of their most potent tools for success. The laws in this chapter are built on the ideas of preserving brain energy and maximizing productivity. Incorporating these principles into my life has made a huge difference and has clearly done the same for many people who are at the forefronts of their fields. When you focus on your strengths and stop wasting energy on things that don't matter, you can spend more time on the things that bring you joy and allow you to contribute meaningfully to the world.
Law 1. Use the power of no. You have 24 hours in a day. You can choose to spend those hours creating things you truly care about, dealing with insignificant matters, or struggling to prove your worth by doing the things that are hardest for you. Master the art of doing what matters most to you, the things that create energy, passion, and quality of life with the lowest investment of energy. Say no more often. Make fewer decisions so you have more power for your mission.
Long before I interviewed him, Stuart Friedman was my professor at the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School of Business. He rocked my world by showing me that I was investing my energy in all the wrong places. In addition to being a professor of leadership, Stuart was one of the top 100 senior executives at Ford Motor Company, responsible for leadership development across the entire company. He also created the Total Leadership Program, which develops top leaders by teaching them how to balance work and life, because he proved that leaders without balance make crappy leaders. Working Mother named Friedman one of America's 25 most influential men to have made things better for working parents, and his widely cited publications and internationally recognized expertise led Thinkers 50 to select him as one of the world's top 50 leadership and management thinkers. There is no doubt that he has changed the game for how tens of thousands of people, including me, work and live every day, both with his teaching and his book, Leading the Life You Want: Skills for Integrating Work and Life. In our conversation, Stu explained that when he examined the lives of successful people, he found that at very high levels of performance, they all demonstrated the importance of one key concept: being aware and honest about what was most important to them. It's a simple concept, but it is often a tough one to execute. Stuart says that in the business of everyday life, most of us don't take the time to ask ourselves what we really stand for. This makes it difficult to make decisions that are in line with our goals with any kind of clarity. Knowing what matters to you brings clarity to your decision-making and enables you to then do the really important work of saying no to many, maybe even most things, and focusing your attention and energy exclusively on the things that matter most to you. To gain clarity about your values, Stu recommends thinking about the year 2039, 20 years from when you may be reading this book. What will a day in your life be like in 2039? Whom will you be with? What will you be doing? What impact will you be having? Write all of that down. Keep in mind that you are creating not a contract or an action plan, but a compelling image of an achievable future that serves as a window into your true values.